Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it am talking about, and we are happy to be with you tonight. We go anywhere we can possibly go, taking you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, to bring to you what? I was going to say the right, the wrong, but I found out this weekend there's new research on talk radio. And if, believe it or not, there's new research on talk radio, and all of the things that talk radio, traditional talk radio, which is not what we do here, but all the stuff that traditional talk radio likes to beat into the ground endlessly, nobody cares about. Sure, some of the, you know, the handful of people that listen to that stuff and live and die with it, but no one cares. People are no longer living and dying with every political point of view that, you know, Obama sucks or the conservatives suck or something. People are now into the broader and bigger and deeper and heavier and weightier things in life. And that's what we like to bring to you. For instance, tonight, we're going to be talking about Jerry Sandusky and whether or not Dave Oliva used to huff paint.
All right.
Thank you. So that's pretty heavy. That's later on. And also, we're going to be getting into the Lowe's situation. You know this story about Lowe's? Lowe's is a home improvement, a Home Depot-style store. I don't want to call them Home Depot. They are not. They are Lowe's. And I'm sure you're very familiar with them. They pulled their advertising from a TLC channel program called All American Muslim, a television show that was about American Muslims. And Lowe's pulled their advertising from this. It's a very curious decision. We're going to have on Brad Rifkin, who is an advertising consultant and owns his own advertising agency in Las Vegas, Nevada, to talk about that and other decisions here in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhenryshow.com at our on our videocast, which is Phil TV in HD, as we are six nights a week. Last night, we were not on our videocast for reasons having to do with other jobs, other work that we were doing, but we're back up there tonight. We gave away a shot glass in our pre-show, as a matter of fact, to someone who answered a question about Bobby Dooley's circle of taste. In fact, there's a new Bobby Dooley blog up there. But it's all there at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and be a part of our family. All right, Brad Riffin's going to join us. Before he does, let me give you some background. You may not know this story. There's so much that's going on. And I do not expect people, you know, this is not, it's not your job, guys. It's my job. I want to just bring this to your attention. Lowe's, a place that you may visit. Lowe's pulled its advertising from a TV show on TLC. My understanding is that stands for, what does that stand for?
Tender Love and Care.
No, it doesn't. What is it, Robert?
I think it's like the, tender as a mother's heart.
Tender as a mother's heart?
Tender as a baby's ass.
Get out of here with that tender as a baby's ass. It's the Learning Channel.
Oh!
Yeah. The Learning Channel has a program. It's called American Muslim. Now, the conservative group that got Lowe's to pull its ads from this reality show has been fighting for more than two decades against gay rights, strip clubs, and a lot of other things that Christians or traditionally conservative Christians are against. It's called the Florida Family Association. That, at least, is what is the claim here by Associated Press. The Miami Herald also indicates that. But when it comes to Lowe's hot button, we can get into that later, but when it comes to Lowe's hot button decision to pull out of its advertising from the TLC program, All American Muslim, few can claim Nazir Hamzi's unique perspective on the matter. An executive director of Florida's chapter on the Council on American Islamic Relations, Hamzi is among the state's most high-profile Muslims. So there's that. Because Council on American Islamic Relations is not very well loved by some on the right, and some on the left are not big fans of the Florida family. So you've got two extremes there. But the show, American Muslim, ostensibly is to show people and is about Muslims who are Americans. And we do have people who practice Islam and have been born here in the United States and raised here in the United States. It may not be a whole lot of folks, but then there is freedom of religion. Nonetheless, Lowe's pulled its advertising, and to tell us a little bit about that and to give us a little bit of a background and, on the advertising wars from Las Vegas is Brad Rifkin. Good evening, Brad. How are you?
Hey, good, Phil.
Now, Brad, do you know this group? Do you know this Florida Family Association? I mean, the people that supposedly...
No, I don't know them.
The people that are supposedly in that helped encourage this boycott?
No, I don't know them. I am familiar with, of course, Lowe's, but I don't know any of the principals when it comes to the boycott, the pulling of this, this commercial, which has led to, by the way, the fact that, not commercial, but the fact that Lowe's has pulled its advertising from... support of this program, and I don't know...
What did they pull their advertising from the entire channel or just from this show?
My understanding is just taken from the production itself, All American Muslim, and not from TLC. So I think that they're still pretty much doing business with TLC, but it's a decision that they took... They have drawn criticism from leaders in the Muslim community, I know. There's other people that are suggesting now, and this is what I was going to say to you, to boycott the store.
So there has been people talking about boycotting Lowe's.
Yeah. By the way, Lowe's is based in North Carolina. The company, last I read, said it's planning to stick by its decision after the show became, quote, a lightning rod for people to voice complaints from a variety of perspectives, political, social, and otherwise. Now, here's what Lowe's is basically saying. They're saying it's not good for our company to be involved in any show that is a lightning rod for controversy, because then we become associated with that controversy, and we become the focal point for people to take out their... aggressions or misgivings, and they take about in the company, you see. So that is their decision. As an advertiser, what I do, or as a consultant in advertising, what I do then is I say this has opened up a big door for Home Depot, for Do It Center, and for these others.
Why is that?
Because Lowe's now has said, Lowe's has taken a political stand, whether they like it or not. Whether they want to be a focal point for this thing or not, they are. So they have taken a stand, and they are a lightning rod, whether they like it or not. So now people have got opinions about Lowe's that are good, bad, or indifferent, but they're very controversial. Meanwhile, Home Depot, Do It Center, Osh, and these other companies are going to make out like bandits, because there's bound to be a boycott, which I think there is already a boycott of Lowe's on the part of people that support the TV program and Muslims, Arab Americans, however you want to, you know, portray these people. By the way, the Learning Channel, a spokeswoman by the name of Lori Goldberg, said the show, which airs Mondays on TLC and ends its first season January 8th, has garnered a little over 1 million viewers a week.
Is that a successful... I guess on that channel it is, huh?
On TLC, that's pretty good, yeah. This guy, Caton, said he targeted the show because a recent poll on his website found that the spread of Islam in America was the number one concern, more than homosexuality and pornography.
So, and how many people voted? So, as we all know, when you vote on vote in a poll on a particular website that has a political agenda, you're going to get people that agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's hardly scientific, it's hardly representative, but nonetheless, how many people did they say voted?
I think about 1,800, he says. So it's. I don't think that Lowe's, personally, just if you're asking me, I don't think Lowe's has made a very smart decision here by boycotting this show. I think whether they want to be a lightning rod or not, they've made themselves a lightning rod. And there are other home improvement, home supply places that can benefit. So I would advise that Home Depot and Osh and the rest of them step in to the breach and say, we're the place to go because Lowe's has decided to, and I wouldn't hit it too hard because you got to understand, you want people to be your customers. But if I was...
If you were Home Depot or you were, you know, Orchard Supply, how would you present your advertising?
My advice is this. You say, we are Home Depot. We are not going to cause any problem. You say it in a certain number of words. This isn't it, but you say, we're Home Depot. We don't hate anybody. You know, we love everybody. Make it so you don't hate anyone, because the perception, and I know that Lowe's doesn't hate anybody, but if you're Home Depot, you want people to believe that Lowe's hates people. And
so, all right, so this is interesting, because what you're saying is Home Depot, Osh, these guys should sort of stick it in Lowe's a little bit and twist it.
Well, you know, that's a tough way of saying it, but...
Well, when you say that we're Home Depot and we don't hate anyone...
I would say that what they should do... Right. You don't want to come out and say Lowe's is bigoted against Arabs or Lowe's is bigoted against Muslims. You want to say, we're Home Depot. We're not. You don't say anything about Lowe's. We're Home Depot. We have no problem with people. We're Home Depot. We got no problem with people. That's what I would say. The other thing that I would do is I would try to get somebody into the offices of Lowe's who represents himself as one of these people, this Caden, one of these guys, represents himself, let's say, as somebody who's opposed to Mexicans or something, and try to get Lowe's to boycott a couple more shows, because right now they have opened the door. And
well, Lloyd, you think it's likely that Lowe's is going to do that, though, Brad? Because here's the thing.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. They've already gotten they're dealing with a lot of publicity having to do with this American Muslim show, okay?
Yeah.
So why would they want to bite off even more bad publicity? Well, or maybe it's not bad publicity.
I don't think they think it's bad publicity. They're sticking by their decision. If they thought it was bad publicity, they would change the decision. I don't think they do. I think they feel that they are representing a very middle American point of view. So if I'm Home Depot or I'm Amash, I want to see them continue doing this, because it's obviously not very smart. I would get someone into their office and represent myself as somebody who is very concerned about a certain show that they're advertising in, and it has to do with, let's say, immigration, or it has to do with gays, and get them to pull their advertising from a couple of more shows.
Well, now you're talking about some kind of subterfuge, or it's almost like corporate espionage.
Well, it's not a games play. It's not really. I'm not representing myself as being from Home Depot, see. I'm just saying that...
Well, you're going in there and representing yourself falsely.
Well, but I'm going in there. I may be representing myself falsely, but I'm not saying, hi, I'm from Home Depot, and I want to screw you guys up even more. You say, did you notice your commercials are airing in a show that has gays or has an immigration point of view, but it's terrible, and I got a bunch of signatures, and get them nervous about it, because they're already very nervous. And
so what you're doing here is you're counseling that Home Depot and Orchard Supply and Do It Center and all these other home supply companies take advantage of Lowe's bad publicity and make it worse.
Yes, I mean, make it worse. They are what they are. You're not going to make it worse. You're going to exploit something they already do. Lowe's has shown themselves to be guys that will pull their advertising from shows that have to do with, minorities or whatever you want to call it.
But if I'm with Lowe's, I'm saying you're completely misrepresenting. If I'm with Lowe's, I say we are pulling our advertising from a show that we feel is not American or doesn't represent American values.
Well, if that was true, then you wouldn't have this controversy, but you do, and that's because there's a lot of people disagree with it. So if I'm a Home Depot or whoever, I hire a guy like Brad Rifkin, I go in there, and I pretend like I'm a guy that's against gays and you really get Lowe's to go out on the edge against not only Arabs and Muslims, but also gays and Hispanics, and the next thing you know, they're out of business, because what you've done is you've leveraged them into these political issues, which they didn't want to be leveraged into.
All right, Brad Rifkin with us. It's what a business, man, that you're in.
Well, I'm not, no, Phil. It's called strategy. It's called strategy.
All right, Brad Rifkin with us here from Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas as we talk about the Lowe's boycott, the Lowe's pulling its ads, I should say, from this American Muslim TV show. And a lot of people are questioning whether that was, what's that about? I mean, American Muslim is a television program that is about Americans who are Muslims. Lowe's, apparently under the influence of some people on the right, thought it was about more than that. Our number, anyway, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back in a minute.
Truth is our bitch, the Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
We're getting a view at the into the world of advertising with Brad Rifkin. And why are we doing that? Because Lowe's, which is one of the more popular home supply companies in America. We go there, we buy, I don't know, lumber, we buy plumbing equipment, we buy lighting for our homes. Lowe's has pulled its advertising from a show called All American Muslim because the company believes that the show is too much of a lightning rod for controversy. Well, the lightning rod for controversy was started by this group called the Florida Family Council, and it's really sort of an anti-Muslim group, which Lowe's has found itself wrapped up with. Brad Rifkin has joined us, and Brad, you are saying basically it's a great time to take advantage of Lowe's misstep if you're Home Depot, Osh, or Do It Center.
Yeah, because, again, what you got to remember, Phil, is that Home Depot and Osh and Do It Center and some of these other companies, right now they're watching Lowe's shoot themselves in the foot. Lowe's is now running the risk of a Cracker Barrel, of a Denny's, of a Sambo's. You know, we've seen these companies that have taken serious public relations hits as the result of a misstep politically. And Lowe's can become one of these companies which, you know, they become like five and dimes. They're very cheaply traded and very discount bargain basement, and if I was advising Home Depot or I was advising Do It Center, I would say this is the time to go into Lowe's. And
well, you're talking about going in and misrepresenting yourself to Lowe's so that they pull their advertising from some more shows and become even more controversial and basically go out of business.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what you're trying to do if you're the competitor. That's what you're trying to do. And Lowe's right now, they should have known better. But that's what I do. See, that's what I do. I strategize. I see where a company missteps. I go into the competitor and I say, here's where you stick it right in. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but this is where you take that knife and you shove it all the way in and break it off. And if it sounds cruel, it's a cruel world, you know. And
well, it's also not a very honest thing from what you're describing, you know.
It really depends on what you call honesty, Phil. I'm not saying... I'm not going in there with Home Depot's recommendation. I'm just going in there and representing myself. That's all.
Well, okay. 877-876-PHIL. If you shop at any of these stores, what do you think of that? What do you think of Home Depot or the rest of these companies taking advantage of Lowe's bad publicity and trying to run them out of business? 877-876-PHIL. And let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on the Phil Henry Show. My understanding is, Greg, they told me you're in North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm driving at the crack of dawn up the East Coast, up to New York
okay.
for a business trip. But I just tuned in for your show, and I got to disagree with Brad on this because the Home Depot is like the exact opposite of Lowe's. There's a ton of boycotts out there right now against the Home Depot because they're too politically active. And all you got to do is go to the website boycottthehomedepot.com. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are signed up for because they're tired of Home Depot getting on one side of the political debate. And I think Lowe's...
Yeah, but you know, the problem with that is nobody knows about it. Lowe's has tackled an issue here that's got them front and center on the headlines. I mean, yeah, you do, and some people do, but Home Depot, for whatever reason, has been able to, you know, go under the radar and that stuff, whereas Lowe's is on the front page. And if I'm Home Depot, and I see that Lowe's is on the front page, well, you know, do you work for? It sounds to me like you work. It sounds to me like you work for Home Depot. Why don't you just go ahead and say it?
Well, right? I guess what I'm saying is,
or are you a right winger? Are you a right winger?
What's that?
Are you a right winger? I don't understand what your thing was with Home Depot.
Well, no. I am a boycotter of Home Depot. But
okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. So you got an agenda, you know.
Well, let the man finish. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Well, I was going to say that there's people like myself that if they just stayed out of it altogether, I would shop at Home Depot, you know. But wherever you stand on it politically, I just want you, as a company, I think you need to stay out of it.
I want to ask a question, sir. You said you boycott Home. Wait a minute, you boycott Home Depot, but you'd shop there. Is that what you just said?
No, I would not shop at Home Depot. As long as they're getting into political,
I understand. But like the guy said, you're calling just because you don't like Home Depot. All right, 877-876. Phil, we'll be right back.
That's what I said.
No, I know.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL here on this Tuesday night live, baby. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com with our live streaming video of the show, Phil TV and HD. We have our merchandise store is open 24/7. Man, are those hoodies going out the door fast, and we've got a new order in. I've been told to tell you we've resupplied the larges because we sold out of the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies, the large, but we've got them. They're back in the store. It's a beautiful thing. So head over to philhendryshow.com, click on shop, and that's where you're going to find all of our stuff. Here we have Brad Rifkin this evening. We've been talking a little bit about Lowe's. Now let's get into Brad. And Brad is an advertising consultant, owns his own agency in Las Vegas. Let's get into something decidedly more odious than Lowe's and their boycotting of a TV show. Jerry Sandusky waived the preliminary hearing today. Brad, did you hear about this?
Yes, I did, right.
And is going to go straight to trial. That means he did not have to, in this preliminary hearing, he did not have to listen to or confront in any way any of his accusers, did not have to confront any of their attorneys. He's going to go straight to trial. Some people call it very cowardly. What do you do as an advertising rep, as a PR rep? What can you possibly do for a Jerry Sandusky?
Well, Phil, I believe that, first of all, I want to make very clear that I completely disavow myself, separate myself from any of this kind of the things that this man is accused of. It's beyond, you know, it's not my experience. I have family. I've got young nieces and nephews. Myself, I'm not married. I don't have any children, but, someday. But in the meantime, I've got a great... My brother has two kids. My sister has three. I'm an uncle to the kids, and I see how families operate. I see how my family is. We love children, and we celebrate. But I would never, ever, and I probably...
Well, that goes without saying, but I appreciate it.
But here's what I would do. Because I don't believe that there is anything is a hopeless cause. I believe that there is always a possibility of trying to salvage something from any situation. Now, this guy Sandusky, I don't know him from Adam. But I will tell you that my first thing with Jerry Sandusky would be this. We've got to somehow turn it around. He hasn't been able to turn it around. You got to turn it around. And the way to turn it around for Sandusky is I would get pictures of him in the media, and if possible, even get some video of him in the media, where he is smiling, clapping, and enjoying himself, not shaking hands with or coaching or anything like that, but he's just sitting in the grandstand at a Little League game, smiling and laughing and enjoying that kind of activity. And you try to get, first of all, I think he's you have to get him out there so he is very contrite and very humble, that he means no harm. So I would have him out in as many functions as possible. And
you'd have him around kids?
No. You don't understand. I would not have him directly interacting with the kids. I would have him peripheral to it, but there. Because you have to make a positive connection between Sandusky and kids. You must do that. So
you've got him in, you do videotapes of him, and what, by the way, how is this presented?
The way you present it is if Jerry Sandusky, I think Jerry Sandusky has got to I think he's got to be proactive. I think he has to, at least in the College Station area of Pennsylvania, state, you know, where the state university is, I think he has to take purchase some TV time, 60-second, two-minute spots where he says, "Hello, I'm Jerry Sandusky, and I know you've heard about me, but I'd like to tell my side, and I'm going to do that in court. But here I am at a Little League game. Here I am at a, I know you're going to think this is insane, but I think if you could, I think you could do this. I think you could have Sandusky just sitting at a Chuck E. Cheese, not
in a, no way, man, no.
No, hold on for a minute, hold on.
No way. That, you put him anywhere near a Chuck E. Cheese, it isn't going to happen.
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. I'm not saying sitting with any kids. You're not even, he's with his wife, he's with other adults. So he's at a table with other adults, okay?
Doesn't matter.
Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I've been in the advertising game for 30 years. 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You put him at a table with other adults, and they're laughing and telling jokes, but they're in a Chuck E. Cheese. "Hi, I'm Jerry Sandusky. These are some moments from my life." He never mentions kids, nothing. Okay? But you see him at a Little League game. You see him sitting at a Chuck E. Cheese, this kind of thing. And then you end it where he is just sitting in a grandstand saying, "I've been lied about. I'm going to have my day in court." And he's in the grandstand with, let's say, 20 kids, and they all go, yay, they cheer him. Now, that's what I would do.
People would think that you are just creating a manipulation.
No, believe me, I've been in advertising a long time. People would suddenly say, there's a subconscious reaction, they would say, this guy is not the monster we thought he was. Look, he's having a cup of coffee and a Chuck E. Cheese, he's at a Little League game, and the closing shot, this is the one.
You got a closing shot of him in what, in a grandstand?
Sitting in a grandstand, a little grandstand. "I'm Jerry Sandusky, and what they've been saying about me are filthy lies, and when I have my day in court, you watch what happens." And then all the kids behind him go, yay, like that. Now, it's simple, and of course, it's a formulaic thing. It's, you change it depending. But this is what I would do. If you ask me, what would Brad Rifkin do? You don't have to believe me, Phil. I've only got 30 years in the business. What do I know? I would do that.
All right. Our number is 1-800. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, by the way. 877-876-7445.
By the way, one of my favorite actors is on ESPN right now, Michael Rapaport, and he's in talking to some guy. I don't know who this guy is. He's talking to Michael Rapaport. You ever seen this guy, Michael Rapaport?
Sure, yeah.
I love him. He might be talking prize fighting or something like that.
All right, well, in any event, we're talking about Jerry Sandusky.
Well, what I'm saying is, if they ever did a movie, I would this guy Rapaport would be very good at.
All right, we're talking about Jerry Sandusky here with advertising executive Brad Rifkin, about what you would do, Brad, to resuscitate, revitalize, rehabilitate the image of Jerry Sandusky going into this trial. I take it you believe that his waiving the preliminary hearing was correct?
I think it was, yeah. You don't want him in a negative context or any negative, you don't want him in any sort of a negative setting with kids. You want it all to be positive.
Now, let me ask you about these images that you would say you would do. It would be a television campaign.
It would be a TV campaign.
Now, we're talking here, folks, about a television campaign to rehabilitate Jerry Sandusky. It would be a 60-second commercial?
It could be a 60. They do 90 seconds now. They do 2 minutes. You know, the infomercials are very long. I wouldn't do infomercial length. I would do a 90-second.
A 90-second? Would you buy it all the day?
Oh, yeah. I would buy as much time as I could.
And this is a produced commercial?
That's correct.
And you have Jerry Sandusky is at a basketball game, or
yeah, he's not anywhere near kids coaching them. He's not interacting with them. He's just sitting in a grandstand and he's cheering on a Little League game or cheering on something like that. The next shot I would have him at, and again I would have him interspersing with comments. "Hi, I'm Jerry Sandusky, and do I look like some kind of a creep to you?" Well, however you want to put it, and then you show him in a grandstand. "Dennis, I'm Jerry Sandusky. Does this look like a guy, you know, that's an animal?" And you show him having a cup of coffee with his lawyer, with his wife, and they happen to be enjoying it at an outside table at a Chuck E. Cheese. let's say. So he's not even inside. You don't even put him inside.
I don't even know if Chuck E. Cheese has outdoor tables, but...
But you know what I'm saying. And then you say, does he look like a guy that'll hurt a kid? And the last shot is, I'm Jerry Sandusky, and you have to do this for political reasons, for legal reasons. I'm Jerry Sandusky, and I approve this content. And then the kids in the grandstand, yay. So
there's Jerry Sand. You know what that reminds me of? And it was one of the most tasteless things I think I ever saw in my life. And there are very few people that remember it. I think it was Time Magazine, or it might have been Life Magazine, that actually posed Lieutenant William Calley, who was an American Army officer in Vietnam, and who had been at least partially responsible for the carrying out of the My Lai massacre, where civilians were murdered by American soldiers. And they had a picture of this guy on the cover of a magazine with kids in his lap.
I don't know anything about that, Phil, and no, this has got nothing to do...
Well, it sounds cynical that way.
This man has not been convicted of anything. The only thing he's been convicted of is being an idiot, which I agree he is. He's as stupid as they get, and he needs to have some people give him some advice and turn the corner on this thing, because he's doing every stupid thing you could do. He did that stupid interview. He sounded like an idiot. He did another interview. He sounded even dumber than he did in the first one. Everywhere that Jerry Sandusky goes, all the advice he's gotten, and I'm blaming that lawyer. I'm not blaming him. I blame that lawyer. Every time you see a guy acting dumb, there's a lawyer somewhere. I'm an advertising executive. I get stuff done. And what I'm telling you is Sandusky, he needs his lawyer for the courtroom. But what he needs is an image reshaping. He needs a guy like me or people like that where we can say, look, you need to get in front of a camera and say, I'm Jerry Sandusky, I approve this message. Yay, and the kids all cheer.
I'm Jerry Sandusky, I approve.
Well, that's at the end of the commercial, but...
Well, what you're saying is get him in a commercial with children. Not directly interacting with them, but he's around them.
That is correct, yes.
So he's not... in no way, shape, or form is he talking to kids?
Right, even at the end shot where he's in the grandstand and the kids are cheering, he's ignoring them. Like, it's almost like it bothers him that they're there. And I would even push that. We've often seen the little ragamuffin on TV where the adult says, hey, get lost, kid. That's what I would have Sandusky doing in some of these things. I'm Jerry Sandusky. I'm not who you think I am. That's nice, kids. Would you just beat it? You know, get away from me. And have him look like a regular adult. Because regular adults, we love kids. But kids bother us, too. We're trying to get something done. Here's some kid, right? And you look down, and next thing you know, there's another kid. Just like, would you kids beat it and get lost here? Go. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I told a kid one day, go chase a freight train. You know, here's a quarter. Throw it on a track. Go find it. You know.
Well, that's... we're talking about hateful.
But you don't want him to look like anything other than a regular guy.
All right. Let me take a break and give our phone number out. 877-876-PHIL. As Brad Rifkin here talks about Jerry Sandusky and what he would do to rehabilitate his image, a 60 to 90 second commercial on television that essentially has Jerry Sandusky in settings where there are kids at the very end, a grandstand of kids cheering him, and also have him look like any other adult telling kids to beat it and get lost and not bother him. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is our number. What do you think about all of this? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Brad Rifkin. He is an advertising agency owner and executive, and we were talking about Lowe's and their problem with their pulling their advertising from that TV show. Now we're talking about Jerry Sandusky. This is the Penn State coach who has been indicted for the abuse of children, sexual abuse of children, child molestation, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. God knows what the charges are. And with me is Brad Rifkin talking about the strategy in rehabilitating a guy like this. So I understand, Brad, that you don't condone who this man is, but we're talking now, best case scenario, how to rehabilitate a guy like Jerry Sandusky.
Absolutely. again, Phil, I'm glad you brought that up. This is what I do for a living. It doesn't mean that it's like running a political campaign in a lot of ways. I don't know if people notice or not, but you don't have to agree with a politician. You don't even have to vote for a politician in order to work for him and strategize for him and help him win. It sounds crazy. Some people may think it is crazy, but it's what I do for a living, and I enjoy it very, very much. A guy like Sandusky, look, people are going to make up their minds. What I do is I try to bring out the positives, and I try to accentuate.
But when you're talking about molesting children, what positives are there?
There's always something that you can use to get to the feeling of the viewer. Everybody who watches Jerry Sandusky, they want to hate him. But there's something that you can use to get people on his side. And
you know, I want to be clear here. You're talking about, let's say, for instance, some mother of five or six kids, or a father, or someone who, as an adult, is now looking at this man because they remember when they were abused as a kid. And you're going to find something?
You're going to find a touchstone, what we call a commonality. That's why I'm very, very big in the Sandusky case of making him look like as much like other normal adults as possible. And one of those things, and we love children and we celebrate children, but we, as a normal adult, is sometimes impatient with kids. You don't have time for them. Their questions sound stupid. They bug you. I know for me, I love my nieces and nephews, but there's days if I'm working and they come over to the house because they're getting old enough to drive now and say, hey, Uncle Brad, can we this, that? I said, why don't you get lost? You guys are...
You tell them to get lost?
Well, I do it, yeah. But not bad, but I just say, look, just get out of here, will you? I got work I got to do. Because they want to watch the TV. I said, well, you go and you watch, because I got a big screen TV, and I do a lot of sports. I do a sports betting show on a local Las Vegas TV station. So I've got the big screen TV, and I got a big dish in the backyard. And they want to come over and look. I said, why don't you get out of here, So what the reason why I'm saying is you got to get Sandusky so he's like a lot of adults. Have him be like, what I would do with him is put him on TV and say, I know what a lot of you think. The fact is, kids, I'm just like you. Kids, they bug me. I can't get anything done, And
boy, that...
Phil, I've been doing advertising for 30 years.
So, Jerry Sandusky, with this, the revulsion that people have for this guy, and you heard him... As he said, am I sexually attracted to kids? And he can't answer.
Right. He sounded like a freak. You've got to get him so he sounds like other adults.
And in order to sound like other adults, he's got to talk about how he's bugged by kids?
But in a way that the way other adults do it, not in a hateful way. Just, hey, look, you bother me, kid. Would you take off? We've all said, and we don't mean it, we've all said it as adults, hey, kid, why don't you go play on the freeway? You've heard that phrase.
It's a very hurtful thing to say.
I don't think so, Phil. I think it's.
It's almost a hateful thing to say.
No, it's not. No, you got to really get. I think one of the things that happens with a story like this, everybody suddenly has a pull up their rear end because they want to sound so perfect. And look, as well as I do, if kids are getting in your hair, hey kid, here's a quarter. I'm going to throw it on that railroad track, and with any luck, a super chief is going to come by right as you're reaching over to pick it up. Now get lost.
Well, that sounds really nice, but here's my point.
No, but you understand what I'm saying.
Well, my point, the point that you're trying to make with me, and that I think that my audience may or may not be getting, is that Sandusky is a freak, and that you have to make him look human.
Absolutely. You not only have to make him look human, you have to make him look like one of us. Just another adult that is... I've had it up to here with these kids. If they don't shut up, I'm going to drive this car off a cliff kind of an adult. Sandusky ain't like that. He's not like normal adults. Sandusky doesn't get tired of kids. He'll drive them all over Hell's Half Acre. He's smiling all the while. He'll take them to Chuck E. Cheese. That's weird. Everybody knows it's weird. You got to be... So if I had him, I'd have him in front of a camera, and he'd be saying, I'm Jerry Sandusky.
And kids bother me.
Well, you wouldn't do it that way. You'd say, I'm Jerry Sandusky, and I'm just like you. I love kids, but you don't want to know. So I know I've already said that I love kids, but I want to tell you something else that I didn't tell you. Just like you, kids, I'm ready to rip my face off with these kids. Yak, bad. But, there are days when I would just as soon, if I had them in a bus, well, you can't say anything really bad. But say what other adults would say. If, you know, if I had them in a bus, I'd lock the doors. And...
Lock the doors and what?
I don't know, but what you're trying to do is relate to how other adults feel. You wouldn't say this, but, you know, I'd lock the doors and I'd throw a match in the gas tank or something like that. And...
Well, that's not how other adults feel, you know.
Well, excuse me, Phil.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get this guy going from being a child molester to having a real problem, I mean a real hatred or something.
No, he's like every other adult, trying to normalize this guy. At the very end of the commercial, when the kids go, hey, he goes, would you shut up or something, anything to make him look like a regular guy. So when the kids go, I'm Jerry Sandusky, I approve this message, the kids go, hey, Jerry, he goes, yeah, sure, and he just waves his hands at them. So he looks like a guy that, and in a lot of ways, what you say is, I'm Jerry Sandusky. I used to work with kids, but you can see what that got me. You know, now I wouldn't be around a kid if he was gold-plated. I'm Jerry Sandusky, and I approve this message there.
Well, it sounds like he's not taking the blame, you know.
Well, Phil, look, he's not pleading guilty, so he's got to say, I used to like working around kids, but guess what? Where that got me. Look, I'm in a courtroom now. Thanks very much. So now, I don't care if I see a busload of them going through ice. You have to be hardcore.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Do you agree with Brad? 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.